You are all most welcome to this seminar about the effectiveness of multilateral aid organizations. Since the expert group on aid studies, EBA, has only been up and running for roughly half a year, and this is only our third large event, I thought I should say a few words about the character of the work that we are involved in. We are an independent group of 10 people that has been appointed by the government to study the effectiveness, in particular, of Swedish foreign aid. We can and probably will take on some wider issues related to foreign aid policy, but focus is really on how Swedish money is being spent in different parts of the world as foreign aid. Our mandate is pretty much modeled on the expert group for public economics that has worked since 1982, with an exceptional 3 years in the latter part of the social democratic government from 2003 to 2006. So I think the best guidance I can give to you, if you wonder what we will do, is to look at what the expert group for public economics has done over this period. And when you do that, you will see that the work does not result in any quick solutions to things. But if you look at what was done by that expert group in the 1980s, you will find that quite a few of the things that were then studied have later become policy. So hopefully by our work over a period of 5-10 years, we will be able to help in building a reasonable foundation for policy. That is at least our hope. So we are not talking about a quick fix here, which one sometimes can get the impression of if one listens to the present policy debate, both on part of the political opposition and on the government. It's a long-term work that we are involved in. But of course, relevance is essential. Relevance for policy is essential. And you can all contribute to our work by suggesting things that can be done. In reality, there are topics that do not lend, that are very important but do not lend themselves to studies. There are other areas where you can actually make a contribution, and we will, of course, concentrate on the latter, and you might have ideas in the, about that. Now, this seminar is on the effectiveness of multilateral aid, as I said, and the reason why we have chosen it is that it is an area of substantial importance for Swedish foreign aid. A substantial part of the money is being spent through multilateral channels. It's also an area that has increased in its size. All aid is increasing, or the average aid activity is increasing, but these ones are increasing in particular. The focus here will be on how effective the multilateral organizations are in delivering aid. Our starting point is a donor's perspective, which, by the way, will be pretty natural for many things that we do, since in the end we study effectiveness of aid policy from the perspective of those who are giving the money away. So it will quite frequently be that perspective, I imagine. Although, of course, effectiveness in the country, I mean, the receiver's perspective is important in shaping the possibility of having effectiveness in the end, also from the side of the donors. Multilateral organizations have many roles. I mean, they do not only deliver aid, obviously. They set international standards. They have responsibilities for global commons, etc. But here the focus is on the foreign aid aspect of their activities. We look at this seminar as a starting point for further work on multilateral aid. We hope to get new issues or meaningful issues and questions on the table, and we hope to elaborate, or we hope that we will learn from this and perhaps also deepen our standing in a sense that we can make more meaningful studies in the area in the future. Finally, before I welcome Sharon Joma, who will be our moderator today, I like to tell you that you should not forget to put on your mobile phones after the seminar. Thank you so much.